7 after the hour on the Doug Staffin Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who always makes me laugh. Well, most of the time she makes me laugh.
Thanks.
Roberta Fasanelli, who sometimes makes me laugh. Ken Kessler makes me think. And Richie just pees me off.
That's my job.
That's right, exactly. All right, so I have it on good authority that we sound crabby today because we're talking about all of these things that are not necessarily happy, the bad stuff here, the horrible stuff there. So, as yesterday was Easter, I thought I would set the tone for this hour. All right, everybody ready? Richie?
Resurrection, sure, bring it on. And renewal, sir?
Yeah, all right. This is a story about a man driving along a highway, sees a rabbit jump out middle of the road. He swerves to avoid hitting it, but unfortunately, a rabbit jumps right in front of his car.
Oh.
The driver is a very sensitive guy, as well as an animal lover. He pulls over, he gets out of the car to see what happened to the rabbit. Much to his dismay, the rabbit is dead. And not only is it a rabbit, it is the rabbit. It's the Easter Bunny, and he's dead. Driver feels so awful, he begins to cry. Beautiful blonde woman driving down the highway sees this guy crying. She pulls over, steps out of the car, asks the man, "What's wrong?" "I feel terrible," he says. "I accidentally killed the Easter Bunny." Blonde says, "Don't worry." She runs to her car, pulls out a spray can, walks over to the Easter Bunny, bends down and sprays the contents of the can on the bunny. Easter Bunny jumps up, waves its paw at the two of them, and hops off down the road. 10 feet away, he stops, turns around, and waves again, hops down the road, turns, waves, keeps doing that, waving and turning, repeats it again and again until he hops out of sight. This guy is astonished. He runs over to the woman and says, "What in the world is in that can? What did you spray on the Easter Bunny?" Woman turns the can around so the man can read the label. It says, are you ready for this, Roberta?
I know it's coming.
You know you're going to be sorry. Last chance.
Oh, boy.
There it is. It says, "Hairspray restores life to dead hair and adds permanent wave."
Ah! Okay. Pump.
Oh, boy.
Come on now. Don't you all feel better now?
Saw
even
that
Richie laughed.
Punchline coming a mile away.
You're so
as soon
smart,
as you said
Richie.
Killed the Easter Bunny, I'm like, oh, God, it's the old hair restorer.
Kill the wabbit.
But still, it's always fun.
It's cute.
All right.
Okay. Meanwhile, speaking of things that are fun, where, oh, where has Joe Biden gone?
Is that a new kids show? Where in the world is Joe Biden?
It could
there
be.
You go.
Where, oh, where has Joey gone? Oh, where can he be? He's going to the Ukraine to see if he can fix the problems over there. Wow.
Wow.
That's cool. Wish I could have
I feel better already.
Does he speak Ukrainian?
I'm sure he does. Does he speak English, though, is the question. Not necessarily does he speak Ukrainian. So that's where Joe is going. The go back to Easter for just a second. From the silly to the absurd, I'm sure that you heard the story, Roberta, being the New Yorker that you are. There was a problem in Queens where chickens clashed with the rules. Keeping chickens in New York has become a popular hobby, apparently.
Yes.
Especially in Brooklyn, where a lot of do-it-yourselfers are growing local chickens. So this lady bought a dozen heritage chickens to provide free-range eggs for her daughter because she wants to serve her foods that are full of things that are good for her, free of hormones, that kind of stuff. She said, "I got the chickens for nutritional reasons. You can't buy these eggs in a supermarket." She bought a coop, had fencing installed to protect the chickens from predators. But a month ago, she learned of a different type of threat to her chickens. The restrictions homeowners in her neighborhood are supposed to abide by. This is Forest Hills.
Okay.
A private neighborhood nestled in one of the more pristine sections of New
York.
Very
upscale neighborhood also.
Very upscale, yeah, exactly. The lady's been ordered by the Forest Hills Garden Corporation, which manages the neighborhood, to get rid of the chickens. She said that she wanted to have the chickens, as I said, to feed her daughter well, but she also wanted them for chicken for Easter eggs. So now she doesn't even have Easter eggs, never mind the chicken. The nuisance section of their law forbids a brewery, a distillery, a malt house, a slaughterhouse, a brass foundry, any iron foundry, a lime kiln, sugar bakery, tallow candlery, crematory, asylum, and anything that has anything to do with raising poultry. So these rules are 101 years old, and she's going to fight the Forest Hills Garden Corporation, but she had to get rid of the chickens on Saturday so they weren't around for Sunday.
Hmm.
So I thought that was an interesting
point. I just looked it up. It says you can keep chickens, but you need a permit, but permits are no longer being issued.
Yeah.
And you can keep chickens, but you cannot keep roosters. So if you don't
Who, pray tell, gives out the chicken permit?
Right?
Yeah.
New York City.
I'd love to see that.
Chicken man! He's everywhere!
Chickens, but not roosters. But chickens don't get eggs if you don't have roosters around, right?
They do, but...
They're non-fertilized.
Right.
Oh, okay. Right.
And they don't give as many.
No. There's a reason for that, Richie, but we won't get into it now, because in a moment we're going to meet Michael Conley, who is a lifelong Bostonian, author of Rebound Basketball. Larry Bird has been in the focus of his writing, and he's now written about the Boston Marathon. So we'll talk with him about his read, if you will, on the marathon being run today. Here's Good Day at 13 past the hour.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
So today is the Boston Marathon. Michael Conley has joined us, author of the book 26 Miles to Boston. Marathon's been run for 117 years. This is a book that has actually been around before, Michael. I think I remember seeing this before, but this is sort of an update, is it not?
That's correct. After the events of last year, and the publisher thought it'd be a good idea to update it and change from a first-person account to a third-person account. Mm-hmm. So the first book came out in 2002, and then this year is called 26.2 Miles to Boston, just to give it a little twist.
I don't know if you... I've been involved. I live in Framingham. I lived here all my life, been involved as a broadcaster in the running and following the race for many years. It was with disdain and disgust that we all dealt with what happened last year. I've been pretty vocal on the air, talking not only to people around Boston, but around the country. I think the news media has handled this event in the last 10 days in an obnoxious manner. And I wonder, I was at the Red Sox game last night, and they had a lot of attention paid to this event today, and walked up and down Commonwealth Avenue where all of the, you know, the barriers are up and that kind of stuff. I wonder what your view is. You sound like a Bostonian, so I'm gonna go see if you have the same or a different wrinkle on the treatment of the race, and it obviously hasn't affected the number of runners, because there are more runners this year than I think pretty much ever before. So just to give us your own feeling about what this media coverage does to the enthusiasm of the runners and the people along the sidelines.
Well, you're right. I grew up in Boston, still live in Boston, and drop some R's here occasionally while I'm talking. But I would say the media in general, if you go on CNN, they have the breaking news banner every day on the plane going down.
Right.
It's the opportunity to exploit something that has occurred, knowing that people are constantly checking websites or news or reports. With that said, I would, as you mentioned, 36,000 runners now are showing up in Hopkinton. They're on buses on the Mass Turnpike driving out there. And the race itself now will take away from, will take center stage away from the media, who has been front and center. And I think what we're going to have today is the runners speaking on behalf of the entire community, that this is the world's greatest race. This is our harbinger of spring. Boston New England heirloom that we love and we'll be taking back today. And I'm very excited about the day. I agree the media attention has been over the top, but today it will be a perfect day for Boston.
All right. We got 60 seconds. Tell us about the history of the race and what people don't know, perhaps, is how did this get to be the biggest race?
Well, it's the longest continuing road race ever run, back to 1897. They ran it after the Athens Olympics. They were so impressed by the marathon that they started their own race. It has never stopped, and I see the world orbiting around the Boston Marathon on the third Monday of every April, whether it's World War II or World War I or problems around the world. The race continues to run, and it's the one day of the year that people come from every corner of the world, mm-hmm. and they have the same common goal, and it really makes it a special day here in Boston. And as I said, it will be an exciting day today, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Who wins?
Who wins? I'm going to guess it's a Kenyan.
You're pretty safe there.
but there'll be 36,000 winners and a million people on the sidewalks today. They're all win because they came here for one reason, and that's to enjoy the Boston Marathon. And so there'll be a whole community of winners today.
And then a Red Sox game after the race is over, and they can pull it out of their butt again like they did last night. Hi, Michael. Good to talk to you. The book is 26 Miles to Boston. Michael Conley here with us on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why not have a little bubble gum with your breakfast, right, boys and girls? Tony, Orlando, and Don.
I'm coming home, I've done my time.
Done my time.
Yep.
Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine.
Number one during this week, 1973, Richie.
If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do.
One of the simplest songs.
This is a guy about a guy getting out of jail?
Yes.
But it sounds so happy.
Yeah.
I know.
We'll tie a yellow ribbon round the old oak tree. It's been 3 long years. Do you still want me?
Hey, Tony, your friend on Facebook?
Yes.
You've met and traveled with him?
Yes.
Right. Become friends with?
Yeah.
He just IM'd me on Facebook. He said, tell Doug to stop singing my songs.
Never.
The reason that I think I'm here now in a manner of speaking, going back to the running of the Boston Marathon, there was a scandal on this date in 1980. The race was sullied because of Rosie Ruiz. Ever remember? How many people remember that story? 26-year-old office worker who stunned the sports world when she crossed the finish line in a record time of 2 hours, 31 minutes, 51 seconds. As it turned out,
took a little shortcut.
She got out of the race, got into a car, and drove 10 miles to it. And just jumped back into the race, and, oh, look at me, I won! Terrific! All right.
So here, I just did a little search.
Yes.
It says mandatory prison sentence statistics.
Yeah.
So if he got out after 3 years, according to the song, right?
Yeah.
Which probably means that he got 5 years.
Yeah.
So it could be, let's see, illegal sale or transfer of a handgun, possession of an assault weapon, assault of an elderly, blind, disabled person, possessing child pornography, criminal use of a firearm.
Okay. Perfect.
So, yeah, there we go. So, nice dude.
So, that's likely what he did. Doug, what are you doing hanging around with guys like this that are writing songs about people who go to jail for having child pornography?
You know what
my grandma said? You hang out with, you get some on you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does that say about me hanging around with you guys?
You get on you.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah, it certainly
exactly
does.
Exactly right.
Right. It does speak for itself. All right, let's see here. And a story in the news today about a firefighter in Michigan, one of the bravest firefighters. This is a story that was right up Roberta's alley. This happened last week in Michigan. Roberta's 6-foot python got trapped in a burning house. The fire chief asked his crew if anybody wanted to go in to save the snake. Firefighter Scott Himmelsbach said, yep, I'll go do it. After rescuing the snake from the fire, Mr. Himmelsbach coolly
said, thank you.
Told local reporters,
the snake ate him.
Yeah, I would do it for any creature. Why would you say, no, that's not
ridiculous. Why, as a fire chief,
yeah,
it is your job
to protect your men.
Mm-hmm. It is your job to determine that your guy's life is worth more than a 6-foot python's life.
Mm-hmm.
It is your job to say, let it burn, baby. Turn the hoses on, get the house wet, and let the snake cook. And we'll all have snake burgers afterwards.
Really?
It is your job to protect your man.
It tastes like chicken?
Tastes like chicken.
No.
A library has been taken over in Florida by a family of hawks. The birds have been attacking anybody who tries to enter the Port Orange Regional Library. Library said that they will start providing patrons with escorts and umbrellas.
This cannot be serious.
How about guns?
Yeah, well, just shoot them. That's what I was wondering too, Richie. It's probably protected like so many of these other species are protected nonsensically.
I can't believe I'd arm myself with a baseball bat.
Yeah, really?
Yep. See if I can slug one out of the park.
Three strikes, you're out in the whole ball game. Well, there's Rich, cruel, heartless son of a guy.
So far in this segment, I've killed a hawk and a snake.
Yeah. Nice sound.
Really weird.
All right. 28 after on a good day.
Do you want to retire abroad?
Baby boomers are looking for that second career, and so they're basically combining both, living overseas and trying out something different.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Susan Garland edits Kiplinger's Retirement Report. She likes the website expatexchange.com.
Lots of resources about cost of living, ways to set up jobs, how to find jobs, how to set up businesses, just about what you need if you're an expat and need some basic information, real estate, healthcare, and so forth.
Then spend real time where you might want to live.
Weeks in the country.
Or months.
And make sure it's a place you want to live.
That's step one in your moving abroad plan. Tomorrow, step two. Another great resource, AARP's Best Places to Retire Abroad list. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Buying a car can be a stressful experience. Well, TrueCar.com is changing car buying forever. TrueCar.com helps car buyers get rid of the fear that you might overpay. Last month, nearly 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people paid for the car you're looking for. Second, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. And the third step is simple. Just print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with a Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
That's so.
Rich?
McFadden at the controls. You know, so he loves it when he's in control. He loves to be in charge of things. Big time, big boss.
His train leaves on time, sir.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you're on it, sometimes you're not, but we keep rolling along.
Well, listen to him. Wow.
Well, it is the Dudley Stephan Good Day program.
That's right.
So Richie's here, Jennifer's here, Kenny's here, Roberta is here. Nice to have everybody in the fold. Interesting story. Kenny has been telling us through the morning about the sad story in his family. His nephew got killed in a car crash, and his girlfriend as well. The driver is in a coma, but if he recovers, he'll get charged with murder. I thought it was interesting, Kenny, that the 911 calls from last week's California wreck involving the FedEx truck, remember that, and the college tour bus high schoolers?
Yep.
They released the audio from the wreck. It is very interesting. One of the calls, sort of a frantic, disoriented student trying to describe what happened. I think, Richie, whether I didn't ask you to dig around, but maybe there's some there if you can find it quickly. I listened to three or four different calls. Hi, I'm in a car accident. I was in a travel bus and we crashed into a FedEx truck. The student sounded like he was crying, actually. Other calls from people who witnessed this thing described seeing the wreck, the bus explode into flames. And as you'll recall, 10 people died in the accident, 5 students, 3 adult chaperones, driver of the truck, and the bus. As it turned out, it looked to me like one of these things that it's like, oh, my God, who would have seen this coming? The FedEx truck was trying to swerve to avoid a car that apparently had broken down, if I remember correctly. So the FedEx truck gets in the way. The bus is behind the FedEx truck, crashes into it. And this, by the way, a lot of times when these things happen, buses are always considered to be the culprits. Not always are they, but they're an easy target. In this case, the bus was pretty much brand new, had only been in service for like a month. So everything about the bus was in perfect shape. So they can pin it on that. It's just one of those weird things that just sort of happens. You know, I just wonder. It kind of reminds me of another story, and not related at all. Last week, there was a big to-do about an airplane that was spotted in Iran that is, in fact, registered to one of the 5 largest companies in the world that manages and owns fleets of these charter business planes, business jets. And so there was, I don't know why there was such a commotion, because most of these planes are owned by U.S. companies. Therefore, they have a U.S. tag on them. They have what they call a tail number. If you look at any plane, whether it's commercial airline or look at an American plane, you'll see in the back of the plane, usually it's N.A., which represents America, and it'll be three or four numbers. And then a couple of letters, like with American, it might be American 761 AA or something like that. The AA means the airline to whom it belongs. So when the pictures, I don't know if you saw these last Wednesday and Thursday, this plane that, according to the news media, mysteriously ended up in Iran, registered to a Utah bank, the aviation ownership has been, you know, under the hands of these banks, five different banks and big leasing companies for years. So now all of a sudden we're warning people about this. I don't even begin to understand. There was a picture in the New York Times, I think it was on Thursday.
Well, I think the realization that, you know, somebody gets a picture of an American flag on a plane in a Tehran airport,
yeah,
and they start looking around and wondering what it is.
Yeah.
And why an American company is there, because you're forbidden to do business with them at this point. So come to find out,
vacation there.
Yeah, but who vacations in Iran?
Right. Come to find out that it's basically a front for Middle Eastern companies who want to buy and own and fly airplanes in American airspace. They have to get a trustee,
yeah,
to buy and own the plane for them.
Well, they don't have. That's what the business is of this company.
But
does that.
The amount of information that the trustee has to have or divulge on who actually is flying the plane is very. We don't even know. You cannot go look at public records and find out who is flying this plane, where they're flying it, why they're flying it, and why they own it. So for all you know, this is Osama bin Laden's family who's bought a family, bought an airplane under the guise that there's some corporation, and we're using this Utah bank as a front. And then apparently these five companies, this is what their business is.
That's what, okay, I tell you. This is right. Not nothing new. Somebody just stumbled on it because the government's not doing its job, and
so
somebody sent a picture in.
Does anybody remember a little thing where a plane flew into the side of a building?
Huh.
And, you know, How do we not have more information on this? Great.
Because they're too busy trying to make everybody feel safe with their phony inspections at the TSA stop points at the airport.
Right.
That's all.
Meanwhile, we have no idea who they are flying planes through our skies. We're selling them the airplanes. We're giving them the airspace. And we aren't even tracking who they are, because a bank in Utah who says, oh, we have 47 people out there who own planes under us, they're fine. Don't worry about it. We got it.
3,283 of these planes registered on behalf of non-U.S. citizens. Now it comes to light after this. All right, so is Richie right? 888-302-3684. Is this a problem?
I want to know who's flying over my... I live near Dulles Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
A lot of planes doing government work and everything, go in and out of there.
Yeah.
I want to know who's flying over my house.
Really?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
100%.
So what would happen if there are, as you know, even though the states are not necessarily friendly to us, we have planes from Russia landing at JFK every day. We have planes from countries that Chinese planes land in Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York every day. We have planes from a lot of countries that are not necessarily friendly to us.
At Dulles Airport, you can hear planes. The last flight of the day comes in at like 11 o'clock, 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you can hear big planes taking off at 2, 3, 4 a.m.
Interesting. All night, huh?
All night long.
Same in LAX.
And CIA flies a lot of planes in and out of Dulles.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do them in the overnight thing. But you don't know what else is coming in there.
Should we? 888-302-3684. Kenny, we haven't been following much of the stuff on social media. I'm going to meet a fellow from the Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies, focused on the Ukraine and Russia, what's going on there from his perspective. Maybe we have time, we'll talk with him about some of the things going on in the Middle East. What are people saying about the issues of the day both Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show.
Well, as far as Russia and Ukraine goes, Connie says we should mind our own business and stay out of it.
Yep. Most people who are thinking that through agree with that 100%. What else?
Jonathan says NATO should send in peacekeepers.
Mm-hmm. From where?
And he doesn't say.
From NATO countries. Yeah. Okay.
And Jacob says reports of Ukrainian Jews having to register sounds like never again is happening again. Where is the UN?
They're busy studying air pollution, amongst other things. Here's the big story. Everybody ready for the big story of the weekend?
Yes, please.
This is the big story of the weekend. Wyatt Earp. You get the theme from the old Wyatt Earp? Want me to sing it, Richie?
No, I don't want
Wyatt
you to sing it. I'm
Earp,
sure I can find this other
Wyatt
thing. Wyatt
Earp. Brave, courageous, and bold. A Colt 45 thought to have belonged to Wyatt Earp sold for $225,000 at an Arizona auction. Descendants of Mr. Earp say that the gunman carried this gun during his time in Tombstone and may even have used it during the shootout at the OK Corral.
Huh.
They don't know for sure, but I'm sure that was worth another
good
50
story.
Grand.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
50, whoever's going to benefit from this. Wyatt Earp was played by Hugh O'Brien, and it was one of those great westerns.
Yeah, and Kurt Russell in
Tombstone,
right?
Kurt Russell was much better. Country, he made law and order.
Kevin Costner played it as well.
Yeah.
Yes, at the same time.
Yeah.
Those movies came out in the same season.
Tombstone was
they
so
did.
Much better.
Tombstone was great.
All right, Reese,
wow.
Come on, you're spoiling this. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people said it.
Val Kilmer is Doc Holliday.
My favorite role.
Right, that was good.
I got
my
two
favorite
guns, one for each of you.
Nobody's listening to me sing this.
No, that's right.
What is this from? Like the 1800s or something?
No, this is.
Did they even have recordings back then?
You know.
Wow, that sounds good.
Crystal clear digital
right.
Sound.
High fidelity. Stereophonic.
All right, Jennifer, we'll have our revenge with you at dinner on Saturday. Okay.
Don't say revenge and dinner in the same sentence. It makes my stomach hurt already.
Really?
All right, just feed him shellfish, Jennifer.
Yeah, no,
we'll
be responding. I'll have my protective guard with me, so.
Oh, she'll be feeding it along with me. I'll have her. Yeah. Come on. Meredith and I will be fast friends.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, huh.
We're going to gang up on you for sure.
Very nice. All right. We'll meet Stephen Bucci, who is from the Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies on the Ukraine, the Russians, etc., coming right up here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from Boston Master was Boston.
Doug Stephan here. Nice job, Richie.
That's fantastic. Try it again, please, sir. Take two.
Who is this? What is this program all about? My name is Doug Stephan. His name is Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Here with us now is Stephen Bucci, who served for 3 decades as an Army Special Forces officer, top Pentagon official. He's now director of the Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies in Washington, lead counsel and consultant to IBM on cybersecurity. He's published numerous articles on related issues, contributes to Security Debrief, which is a national security blog. So he's kind of tuned in, if you will, because he's seen service in Africa and Asia and the Persian Gulf. He, I think, because of his position now, but what he's experienced, maybe can spend a couple of minutes talking about the value of Ukraine, the Russians over there with their their saber rattling. Steve Bucci, welcome to Good Day. The Ukraine and its importance and how it's being, I don't know if guarded is the right word. How do you read what's going on there and the foolishness that involves the Russians?
Well, the, to direct interests of the United States, I mean, the fact is the Russians go in and take the Ukraine, it doesn't mean that the next step is the Russians are going to be coming over the Atlantic coast. But it is connected to our interests in Europe, our connection with the NATO countries, who many of whom border the Ukraine. And it just shows that the Russians are trying to redefine the rules on how the big countries can interact with the smaller countries around them. So in that regard, it's actually pretty dangerous for us if we allow them to do what it appears they're trying to do.
But isn't it dangerous for them if the Western Europeans find another source for natural gas? It's their only revenue. Petroleum is their only business, the only way they can pay their bills. So there's kind of there's an interesting game here going on, and we all know that ultimately it's about ego and economics, right?
Well, economics is a big one in this, and ego as well. But you're right. Right now, the Russians hold a big club called energy supplies over the Western Europeans and most of Eastern Europe. But right now, there isn't another source. I mean, I'd love to see the United States sign the laws and begin the processes to take advantage of all the natural gas we're now finding and now have available, and move that towards our allies and friends in Europe. It's not going to fix the problem today. It's not going to eliminate that weapon that the Russians have today, but it'll definitely send a message to them that we're not going to allow them to do this in the future, and they probably need to back off and play nicely with everyone else.
All right, so what's the next step for America in this?
Well, hopefully John Kerry, our Secretary of State, will have realistic discussions with the Russians and convince them through our actions, not just our words, because our words have not been very helpful thus far, that America is serious, that the Western allies are serious, and that Russia needs to stand down with its further expansion. To be honest with you, I think the Crimea, the piece that they took several weeks ago, is gone, I'm not sure the government in Kiev thinks they're ever going to get that back.
But, well, that's kind of it was an awkward piece anyway for them, either or. You can understand what was, the history of the Crimea, but that's not necessarily the history of Ukraine, and a lot of the things that are going on there have been put up by puker Putin, right?
Oh, absolutely. They have put, been running a propaganda campaign, using their special ops guys to come in and stir up trouble in areas that, have the potential for it, but they're the ones provoking it. And then they blatantly turn around and say, well, it's all because the government Kiev is persecuting our ethnic Russian brothers.
When Putin said that to Mrs. Merkel, she said that he was lying to her. And they're supposed to be such good friends. So hard to believe whatever Putin says with any credibility. Thanks for your overview. Stephen Bucci from the Allison Center for Foreign Policy Studies in Washington here on Good Day.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I could change the world, would I even try to? If I found trees in the rain.
The bail bondsman hired me to bring you back to L.A., and that's what I'm doing.
I got money enough.
I'm sure you do.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Stop by shutting up. I know you all have 2 minutes, and already I don't like you.
Gee, that's too bad. I really like you.
This was one of the best movies that I can remember. One of the movies that you can watch over and over again that is, they call them buddy movies. This is the theme from the movie Midnight Run, Trying to Believe Danny Elfman and Oingo Boingo. Charles Grodin's 79 today, hard to believe that. I'm not sure where Robert De Niro is age-wise. I think he's in his, like, 73, 74, 75, somewhere in there, maybe a little bit older than that even. Looked pretty good when he was in the boxing ring for his age with Sylvester Stallone in that movie earlier on this year.
Can't fly. Suffer from aviophobia.
What does that mean?
It means I can't fly. I also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're going to suffer from fistophobia.
The line were just terrific. And there were some secondary characters and their roles in it that were actually... This very, very good movie. I remember at the end... what's his face? The guy who always played the cop that died last year. It was really a great character actor. What was his name?
Come on, he was in...
he was in Law and Order. Farina. Dennis Farina.
Oh, Dennis Farina. Okay.
Right, he played the sort of heavy mob guy at the end. Had a great face for it. All right, Richie, you got one other cut here, I think.
You just said you were hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt. You said I was hurt.
I asked you if you were hurt, and you said, yeah, I'm hurt.
That's because you made me say. You started to put words in my mouth.
Jack, you're a grown man. You have control over your own words.
You're right, I do. So here come 2 words for you. Shut the up.
That's 3 words.
That's not 2 words. Actually, 4 words.
That's right. That's just really good. You hear me once in a while talking about the 6 or 7 movies that I remember in my life that I could watch and enjoy no matter what. This is one of them. It's just one of those great. And there was supposed to be, I think Chuck's not with us today. He told us there was somebody trying to come up with a sequel to this. Did I remember that? Not redo it, but see, wasn't there something like that, Kenny, brewing? Seemed to me as
supposed to be something like that in the works.
Yeah.
The thing I find
and
Grodin
and De Niro both said they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Where's Grodin been? After his talk show on MSNBC or whatever it was, he just fell off the face of the earth. Yeah. I haven't seen that guy in 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah, hasn't done much of anything. But funny bugger. Man, what a funny guy. And that movie was terrific. Okay, so good memories in our mind there. We have some miscellaneous movie news, plus Jennifer has the box office totals for us coming right up here on Good Day.
From helping florists manage their first payroll, to checking sales projections for logistics companies, to showing garages how much they've been paid, to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right. First order of business. How we did at the box office over the weekend, Jen?
Captain America killed it again. Dougie. And wow. Number one. Yeah, the weekend gross was $26 million.
Ooh,
yeah.
That must put it well over $200 million.
Yeah. Right now. Rio Part 2 came in at number 2, making $22 million. Heaven is for Real, number 3, making $21 million. Transcendence at number 4. And number 5, A Haunted House, Part 2, made $9 million.
All right, Chris Pine in talks to star in The Finest Hour, a story of the Coast Guard's efforts to save the crews of a couple of oil tankers caught in a nor'easter in New England in 1952. I remember that. I was very young, but how scary it was when these sorts of things happened. Last week it was announced that Paul Walker's brothers would be stepping in for him to finish off Fast and Furious 7. The brothers Caleb and Cody Walker are going to be doing more than that, apparently. According to TMZ, both brothers sound like Paul, so producers plan to use their voices to help fill in some of the gaps in the dialogue. So I guess that's, if you're a Walker fan, that's good news. These films opened up this date, 1997, The Beautician and the Beast. Fran Drescher, Timothy Dalton, remember that?
Oh, that was one of my best movies.
I think it was your only movie, Fran.
Dante, it was great.
With the Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton, scaring the pants out of everybody.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Yeah, that's good.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.